On Ukraine?
Yes, you said that there were 250 violations. Mm-hmm. Were they by the separatists or that the total violation
separatists,
by both sides?
Yes.
Since September.
Since February 15th.
Since February 15th.
Yes.
Since Saturday.
Yes, since Saturday.
250.
Yes.
Do you have, you have said, you have acknowledged before that there have been violations by the other side as well. Do you have a tally of how many times? Is it zero?
I do not. I think one of the challenges we hear and have here, Matt, and obviously I reference the Ukrainian government because they are the ones who have said 250 violations, is that the OSCE, while they've confirmed ceasefire violations by the Russian-backed separatists, they don't have access to a number of these areas. They are the independent evaluator of these violations.
The OSCE doesn't have access to Ukrainian-held positions?
To Debaltseve and some other areas where they can get a sense of what's happening. I have not seen them speak to Ukrainian violations.
Right, but if they're there to be impartial and if there have been violations, I mean, and you've said perhaps understandable violations because they're defending, your words, that you're defending, I mean, wouldn't it make sense to also have a count of how many?
Well, the OSCE would put out that sort of information. I have not seen them put out that information.
But the information on the 250 is from the OSCE?
No, it's from the Ukrainian government.
Well, that's not the same as the OSCE, right?
Correct, but the Ukrainian, if the OSCE would have access to a number of these areas, they would be able to give their own evaluation, but they don't because the separatists are preventing them from having access.
But I'm not sure I understand. Is it the OSCE who is supposed to be monitoring the alleged ceasefire, not the government of Ukraine?
Correct.
So the OSCE you see as a neutral party in this, right?
Yes, as does the international community.
Right. And you see Ukraine as being neutral in this?
I didn't suggest that. Obviously, but Ukraine has a stake in the outcome
right,
here.
Exactly. But you accept their figure of 250 violations.
I cited
the
their figure because I think it's relevant information.
I'm not suggesting that it's wrong. I'm just wondering why you're accepting it from the Ukrainian government, who obviously have a stake in this.
If there are violations being thrown out there by the Ukrainian government, then let's talk about that.
Sort of